Eddie Chavez. Ruben Nava. And Jesse Romero. Jesus 911.
Soul Patrol, Jesus 911. One man car. My name is Jesse Romero. I just want to start off with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us and protect us. Saint Joseph, terror of demons, pray for us and protect us. Saint John Vianney, pray for us and protect us. Saint Padre Pio, pray for us and protect us. Saint Faustina, pray for us and protect us. All you holy angels and saints of God, pray for us and protect us in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hope you had a great weekend. By the way, today is a feast day of Saint Faustina Kowalski and also of Blessed Francis Xavier Silos. Saint Faustina, talking about spiritual warfare, she knew all about this. Here's actually what she says in her diary, as we, I'm going to share with you, have a little conversation over a cup of coffee here. I'm going to have a conversation of a way that the devil enters into the realm of politics. Absolutely. The devil uses politics. The devil has impacted politics in a very powerful way. I'm going to demonstrate that to you. And obviously, this should just drive us not to despair, to hopelessness, but to just more prayer, to be more prayerful. But let's talk about spiritual warfare today's feast day of St. Faustina. Here's what she says in her diary in paragraph 1760. She says this, quote, "Know that you are on a great stage where all heaven and earth are watching you. Fight like a knight so I can reward you. Do not be unduly fearful because you are not alone." Close quote. These are Jesus' words to St. Faustina, paragraph 1760. And before we talk about, again, the culture wars and how the devil uses politics, let me just never stop reminding you about the good news. Because that's what spiritual warfare ultimately is. It's the good news. The good news that we've already won. The battle was won on Calvary. God is just involved in mop-up operations, and every one of us has to win our own little battles. But the war has been won by Christ on Calvary. We just have these small battles called life, daily life, that we must master by the grace of God. So the good news is this. The good news is that man doesn't have to suffer an eternity without God, because God himself has provided himself as the Savior of the world. And those who cling to the Lord will be saved. Those who do not cling to the Lord, or as the Bible says, abide in Christ, they'll be damned. The heart of the good news is salvation can be had by each person. But while God loves us unconditionally, which means anyone can be saved, he does not save us unconditionally. It requires cooperation from us, and that means turning away from sin, all sin. Sometimes when I look at a crucifix, I have one in front of me, I have one to my right, I have one around my neck. When I look at a crucifix and I see the crown of thorns on his head, I see the cross of wood on his back, and what gives me comfort is that I know that he had me and you on his mind. Think about that. He was thinking about you and me. Monday morning spiritual warfare. Let's also call our guardian angel to be with us and put him on duty. 10-8. Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom the love of God commits me here, be ever this day at my sight to light, to guard, to rule, and to guide. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Angels go where they are called. Demons go where they're not resisted. Remember that. We have to call upon our guardian angel, at least in the morning and in the evening. And throughout the day, whenever you need to be guided, ruled, enlightened, that's what we pray. To light, to guard, to rule, and to guide. And one of the main functions of a guardian angel, according to Catholic teaching, is to protect you from a demon. Did you know that Satanists and witches are involved in politics now, like we've never seen before? And you're probably wondering, really? They're involved? Absolutely, they're involved in politics. And it's very interesting. They've staked their ground with the Democrat Party. It pains me to say this. I hate to say this about something that's happening in our country. It's as embarrassing, but it's a fact. There's an article I have here. It says Satanists and witches for Biden. And here's what it says. It's written by Daniel Greenfield. I'll take some of the salient stuff and then I'll make some commentary on this article. It says, like all progressive groups, the Satanic Temple came out in support of Black Lives Matter, who we reject, renounce, and rebuke in Jesus' name, the Satanic Temple. The Satanic Temple, which distinguishes itself from its rival, the Church of Satan, through its rigorously progressive politics, while accusing the Church of Satan of libertarianism, put out a statement by co-founder Lucian Greaves that blasted President Trump and accused the police of randomly killing black people that could have come from any random leftist organization. So, again, the Satanic Temple, whose founder is or co-founder is Lucian Greaves, they're very involved in politics. And they're siding on all things with the Democrat Party. Here's what Lucian Greaves, the founder of the Satanic Temple, here's what he says. Quote, I watched with dismay as in reaction to the election of Donald Trump. He says the least qualified, least dignified, least competent president in all of U.S. history, complained Greaves, whose real name is Douglas Messner, and who has been known to take pictures and pose wearing goat horns on his head. So, who of you is going to listen to political statements from a young guy that wears goat horns on his head? By the way, a symbol of Satan. It would be like if I, as a Catholic, I don't know, if I put a halo over my head, what am I trying to depict as a Catholic? Well, I'm trying to say that I'm a saint, obviously, by putting a fake halo over my head, that I'm already completely purified and holy. So when somebody walks around with horns on his head, goat horns nonetheless, which is a symbol of the Church of Satan, he's telling you that he's a Satanist. Even though he may say, well, I'm not really sure if I believe in the devil. I'm more of an atheist. Yeah, that's just deflecting from the truth. The article says Steve Hill ran in a Democrat state Senate primary as the first Satanist to seek public office. Okay, so Satanists are running off for public office. Did you catch that? It says while Steve Hill lost, the Satanist and Bernie Sanders supporter was able to secure over 10,000 votes from California Democrats. Since then, Steve Hill has participated in a Black Lives Matter rally. And here's what Steve Hill, who ran in California for a Democrat seat, as a Satanist, by the way, here's what he posted on his social media. He lives out in Santa Clarita, and here's what he posted on SantaClaritaFree.com, Steve Hill. It says, resident Satanist running for Senate. He wrote this, quote, it is a great day to march with the Satanic Temple member, Steve Hill. I respect the solidarity between Black Lives Matter, and Satanists. Vote Steve Hill 2020. So they're making no bones about it here. We have a complete nexus between the Democrat Party and the Church and Temple of Satan. The article says Steve Hill had mentioned reaching out to the Bernie Sanders campaign, but was cautious, noting, "I don't know how they'll react to getting an offer of help from Satan." So he kind of laughed about it. While the Bernie Sanders campaign response remains unclear, the American Humanist Association Free Thought Equality Fund PAC, Political Action Committee, did back Steve Hill alongside establishment Democrat figures. None of them were asked by the media how they felt about the backing of a political action committee that was supporting a Satanist in California. The political action committee described Steve Hill, as an atheist, but it neglected to mention that he's also a Satanist. But the Satanic Temple has two faces. Again, the temple gleefully brandishes satanic iconography and provokes people of faith, while its co-founders also run the Reason Alliance, which cultivates a secular humanistic brand. At the Satanic Temple, its co-founder goes by Lucian Greaves, while at the Reason Alliance, he goes by Douglas Messner, a Harvard alumnus. Again, that's why I call atheism the devil's gospel. They play with each other, they collaborate with each other, they work with each other, atheists and Satanists. You're listening to Jesus 911. My name is Jesse Romero. St. Faustina, pray for us. Virgin Most Powerful, pray for us. We'll be right back.
Jesus said in Matthew 26, "Stay awake and pray that you may not enter into temptation." According to St. Ephrem, Jesus, who feared nothing, experienced fear and asked to be freed from death, although he knew it was impossible. How much more must we persevere in prayer before temptation assails us, so that we may be freed when the test has come? May God grant that we may withstand temptation and carry out His will in all things.
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before, at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org, or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow, that's 80%. RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911 Soul Patrol, my name is Jesse Romero. So, does the devil go after politicians and political parties? Absolutely yes. 100% yes. In fact, the Catechism says that. In paragraph 407, here's what the Catechism says. The devil has acquired a certain domination over man. Even though man remains free, man has a wounded nature, inclined to evil, which gives rise to serious errors in the areas of education, politics, social action, and morals. Did you catch that? Paragraph 407. So, in a nutshell, it says, the devil has acquired a certain domination over man. Why? We have a wounded nature. And because the devil impacts man's wounded nature, there are errors in politics. So the devil inserts himself into politics by taking men and women that live in objective mortal sin, that live in complete darkness to the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're blinded. And it reminds me of St. Paul. He admitted it. And when you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, there's a blinding, an intellectual blinding that goes on. I mean, I don't know the mechanics of it, but St. Paul talks about it in Acts chapter 9, verse 18. When he was knocked off, probably his horse, on the road to Damascus, and he met the risen Christ and was struck by his blinding glory, he actually says in Acts chapter 9, verse 18, that scales fell off his eyes. Think about a lizard, okay, or an alligator. And when they close their eyes, okay, their eyelids are scales. St. Paul says that when he met Jesus, those lizard reptile scales fell off his eyes. It's in the Bible, Acts 9:18. That's what happens to people, politicians included, educated people. When you don't know Jesus and his gospel, you walk around with scales in your eyes. You could have all these PhDs and JDS and all these advanced degrees. The devil has you blinded. And that's why he goes after politicians, as the Catechism says in paragraph 407. So how is it that you learn what's right, what's from wrong? How do you learn? It's called the gospel. Everything has to be looked at through the eyes of the gospel. John chapter 8, verse 32. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Politicians, a lot of politicians think that they're free. They're not free. They're bound in darkness. They're blinded by Satan. They're inclined to evil. They make serious errors in politics. Why? Because they have a wounded nature, and Satan uses this against them. This article that I have here proves that. The Satanic Temple, run by Lucian Greaves, who's a Satanist, is admitting here that he's aligned with Bernie Sanders. He's aligned with the Democrat Party. He says that the policies of the temple, of the Satanic Temple, are equal, are basically aligned with the Democrat Party. Here's what the article says. That's what allows a Satanist to be endorsed by a mainstream Democrat political action committee. Again, so a Satanist in California ran for a seat, and he got a lot of votes. You would have thought that the Democrats would have disavowed somebody, saying, wait a minute, you're a Satanist and you're going to run for a political office in California? No, you're not. No, we disavow the Church of Satan or the Satanic Temple. No, the Democrats didn't disavow him. They allowed him to run. He just lost because he didn't get enough votes. But he'll run again. And other Satanists will run as well inside the Democrat Party. And more socialists will run in the Democrat Party, which is, again, it's the devil's political system, socialism/communism. Now, Republicans, when they have a fringe candidate that tries to run on their party, the Republicans tell them, no, you're kind of a knucklehead. You're kind of out there in la-la land. You can't run for a mainstream position within the party. But the Democrats, once again, when Steve Hill from California, from Santa Clarita Valley, who's a Satanist, when he ran for a political office in California with the support of Satanists, the Democrats had no problem with it. They didn't disavow him. The article says, even when they threaten violence, Jex Blackmore, he's the former national spokesman for the Satanic Temple. Okay? Jex Blackmore, the former national spokesman for the Satanic Temple. He said, "We are going to disrupt, distort, destroy. We're going to storm press conferences, kidnap an executive." Who's the executive? The president of the United States. "Release snakes in the governor's mansion and execute the president," close quote. So here we have the former national spokeswoman for the Satanic Temple threatening violence. By the way, as Jex Blackmore, the spokeswoman for the Satanic Temple, as she made these statements about we're going to disrupt, you know, kill the president, release snakes in the governor's mansion, she was surrounded with fellow people from the Satanic Temple. They were wearing pig's heads. They were wearing pig's heads. And this video went viral. Jex Blackmore, the again, the former national spokesman for the Satanic Temple, she was asked to step down with Greaves, insisting, Lucien Greaves, that the organization, which has waged a long legal battle to claim, get this, here's what Lucien Greaves, who is, again, he's now the current face of the Temple of Satan, very involved in politics. And his real name, by the way, is Douglas Mesner, but he's the head right now. He's one of the co-founders of the Satanic Temple. Lucien Greaves says something that I've always known. He admits, he says, "We've waged a long legal battle to claim that killing babies through abortion is a religiously protected satanic ritual, is nonviolent." So Lucien Greaves, who right now is one of the co-founders of the Satanic Temple, okay? And we've always known this, but I'm glad that they're admitting it now. These Satanists are admitting it now. They're insisting that this organization, the Satanic Temple, that's completely involved in Democrat politics, they're shills for the Democrat Party. He says, quote, "We've waged a long legal battle to claim that killing babies through abortion is a religiously protected satanic ritual, and it's nonviolent." I've been saying for years, and others, I'm not the only one, that abortion is the sacrament of the left. It's their holy grail. They will do anything to preserve this cult blood sacrifice to Satan. And this is why they must destroy President Trump and Amy Comey Barrett. Because they see that they may lose this holy grail, this anti-sacrament of the left, which is abortion. Lucien Greaves admits it. It's a religiously protected satanic... He says it. Abortion is a satanic ritual. Who said this? Jess Romero? No. Lucien Greaves, one of the co-founders of the Satanic Temple. And here's what galls me, is that mainstream Democrats have been quietly interacting with this group under its various names, guises. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham of New Mexico, formerly a potential Biden VP pick, followed and interacted with Greg Stevens, also known as Priest Penumu, who's the Satanic Temple's director of ministry. While the Satanic Temple may be an extreme example, a recent Pew survey found that after the Obama administration, a majority of white Democrats identified as non-Christian. And the Satanic Temple's melding of radical leftist politics with paganism may be the wave of the future in the Democrat Party. This is why the Democrats are called the party that hates God. It's just a fact. If you open your eyes, it's just an absolute fact. And it's painful to admit this. It really is. That one party has been so hijacked in this country. In 2017, I want to remind you that thousands of Wiccans or witches announced that they were casting a mass spell against President Trump. Michael Hughes, who takes credit for the spell, he's a wizard, he went on to write, quote, "Magic for the resistance, rituals and spells for change," close quote, which includes chapters like Hex the NRA, another chapter called Witch, W-I-T-C-H, Women's International Terrorist Conspiracy from Hell. That's what Witch stands for, to this organization. It's the mixture of paganism and politics. It's active on social media, on Instagram, with the Magic Resistance, whose members burn photos of President Trump while reciting incantations. That's why I pray for him every day in my rosary and in my divine mercy, to offset the curses of the witches and the wizards. But again, unlike conservatives, these witches, they haven't been censored on social media. But conservatives like, you know, Prager University and Candace Owens, yeah, they've been censored on social media. But these witches that are burning the president in effigy and cursing him, they haven't been censored. They have free reign. Here's what's really happened. All the evil people, President Trump, like kind of like a whack-a-mole in a carnival, his presidency has called all these evil people to stick their heads out of the hole. President Trump's presidency has spawned a new generation of witches. And within hours of President Trump's declared presidency almost four years ago, Lucian Greaves of the Satanic Temple says our membership really spiked. So he's saying when President won 4 years ago, he says way more people joined the Satanic Temple. Our numbers went way up. their RCIA classes were full, so to speak. I say that tongue in cheek. You're listening to Jesse Romero. If you like what you hear, then like us and subscribe to the show. Send the show to your friends. This is Straight Talk Catholicism. Virgin Most Powerful, pray for us and protect us. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need Covenant Eye to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to CovenantEyes.com and type in the promo code VMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. It's www.CovenantEyes.com. Code VMPR. Live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
If you shop on Amazon.com, there's an easy way to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Just visit smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center under the desired charity. Now, when you log into your Amazon account and purchase products, a portion of it will automatically go to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio at no cost to you. Thanks in advance for supporting CRC and VMPR, and may God richly bless you and your family.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow! That's 80%! RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911, the devil has entered his nose into politics. He's done that since the beginning of time, by the way. It's nothing new. I'm just trying to connect some of the dots right now in 2020. This, as a result of, again, President Trump winning almost 4 years ago, the Temple of Satan has said that their numbers, their membership just increased exponentially. It spiked. Why? Because the Temple of Satan, they hold to the exact same political policies as the Democrat Party, unfortunately. Again, this whole Trump derangement syndrome, it's made extremist organizations like Black Lives Matter and Antifa almost mainstream among the Democrats. And it's also benefited the Satanists and witches, because the Democrats had made hostility toward President Trump into their only one core principle. And now any pagan idea that's floated around today, no matter how extreme, has become more acceptable as long as it's anti-Trump. While some of the most public Satanists and witches try to have it both ways, posing with horns and skulls and then claiming that they're trolling religious believers, it goes deeper than that. In a conversation between Black Lives Matter and co-founder Patrice Cullors and Black Lives Matter's Los Angeles chapter co-founder Melinda Abdullah, whose hate rally was really linked to vandalism against synagogues in the area, both of them appeared to discuss that they summon spirits. Melinda Abdullah from the Los Angeles chapter of Black Lives Matter said the following, quote, "You kind of invoke that spirit, and then their spirits actually become present within you," close quote. So she's admitting she's calling spirits. Okay, these are evil spirits. These aren't angels. She's calling them through pagan rituals, and so she's summoning demons. And she's becoming she's diabolically afflicted. Maybe even has perfect possession. Now, Patricia Cullors, another co-founder of Black Lives Matter, she says the following in an interview. She says, each of them, talking about these spirits, seems to have a different presence and personality, close quote. So the other co-founder of Black Lives Matter, Patricia Cullors, admits that she does the same thing. She invokes these spirits, and she gets a little bit more specific. She says that these spirits that they invoke for Black Lives Matter to give them power to do what they're doing, they have a different presence and different personalities. Melinda Abdullah, from the LA chapter of BLM, she says, "We've become very intimate with the spirits that we call on regularly." By the way, these are demons. So they're admitting that they call demons regularly. And Abdullah also says, LA chapter Black Lives Matter, she says, "Each of them seems to have a different presence and personality." Again, she just basically said the same thing as Patrice Cullors. While it's easy to dismiss some of this behavior as they're marginal human beings, well, guess what? Somebody mainstream like Hillary Clinton, did you know that she held a seance in the White House to summon the spirit of Eleanor Roosevelt? What am I sharing here? The Democrats are involved in the world of the occult. That's the point that I'm making. While it's easy to dismiss in some of these behaviors, again, Hillary Clinton, she invited this New Age author to oversee the seance, Jean Austin, who had been invited by Hillary Clinton along with Marianne Williamson to conduct this seance in the White House to tap into the spirit of Eleanor Roosevelt. Remember who Marianne Williamson is? She's one of the candidates that went on to run for the Democrat presidential nomination back in 2020. And again, she admits that she's participated in seances, and she says that she stayed in the Lincoln bedroom. Now, Marianne Williamson and Jean Austin, people that are involved in seances, this is known as spiritualism. They're spiritualist. This is an occult religious movement based on the belief that the spirits of the dead exist and have both the ability and the inclination to communicate with the living. And they do this through a medium. So the afterlife or the spirit world is seen by spiritualists not as a static place, but as one in which spirits continue to evolve. And so these two beliefs that contact with spirits is possible through a medium, and that spirits are more advanced than humans, it leads spiritualists to a third belief. They believe that the spirits are capable of providing useful knowledge about the moral and ethical issues, as well as about the nature of God. So again, they're talking to demons, but they don't realize it. And some of these spiritualists, they also speak of a concept that they call spirit guides. So these are specific demons, they call them spirits, but these are specific demons often contacted who are relied upon for spiritual guidance. And spiritism, a branch of spiritualism developed by Alan Kardec and today practiced mostly in continental Europe and Latin America, especially in Brazil, where they emphasize reincarnation. As Catholics, this goes against the sin. It's in Deuteronomy chapter 18. You're not allowed to contact the dead by way of a medium. That's called, communication with the dead. I think it's called necromancy. Let me look it up. I'm almost positive it is. It's denounced by the Bible. As in the Catholic Church, you cannot use mediums. Yeah, necromancy, I was right. The supposed practice of communicating with the dead, especially in order to protect the future and other magic practices. Yep, this is a mortal sin. It's a violation of the first commandment. Now, it's hard to describe something as fringe as this when you stand on the DNC debate stage. Marianne Williamson, remember, she was cheered on by an occult task force, and the Washington Post reported that a group of 13 chaos magicians, witches, and energy workers were performing synchronized gestures to help Williamson get airtime when she debated on stage. You remember her. So to what extent are these private beliefs making their way into government? One of the more bizarre stories of Harry Reid's tenure, remember him, he headed up the Senate Democrats for a while till he got sick. He proposed a $22 million budget to earmark for UFO research. And UFOs have also been an obsession for Democrats with Jimmy Carter and Hillary Clinton and John Podesta. But the fact is, Harry Reid, millions of dollars were spent not just on UFOs, but under Harry Reid in studying bizarre creatures, poltergeist activity. This is mischievous spirits, invisible entities, orbs of light. And the research touched on claims of possession and psychic powers, crossing the realm from NASA to the supernatural. Here's the facts. Satanists, witches, and UFOs are the natural preoccupations of a political movement that's losing its religion. It's Christianity. The Democrats, they're losing it. And they're filling the gap with political radicalism and primitive belief system, paganism, witchcraft, superstition. It isn't that reason is replacing religion, but the primordial superstitions that religion cleared away. And the decline in faith amongst Democrat political elites leads to what? Chanting spells, sacrificing goats, watching the skies for the mystical revelations gathered from comic books and TV, doing seances in the White House, going to spirit cooking parties. Democrats claim that they believe in science, but their idea of science is radical ideology and personal mysticism. A poll found that 43% of liberals believe that astrology was scientific, 35% of Democrats claim to have experienced the paranormal, and 69% of Democrats believe in ghosts. No wonder that Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's office worked with astrologers. Did you know that? Yeah. 45% of Democrats believe in God. 39% of Democrats believe in some other power or spiritual force. That's why they're now doing seances or have witches and Satanists do spells and blood sacrifices and trips to haunted houses and UFO landing sites. America is still a free country. And of course, people are entitled to believe whatever they want to believe. But Democrats, radicals, and their media mouthpieces routinely present this as a clash of worldviews between superstitious religious believers clinging to their Bibles and the rational proponents of reason with PhDs who follow science, when it's really a clash between traditional religious believers and radicals who believe they have supernatural powers. Democrats like Joe Biden, they strive to build an image of normalcy, but just don't look too closely at the Satanists and witches and astrologers, not to mention the ghosts and UFO hunters behind the curtain of the Democrat Party. Which takes me to my next question. Does Satan go after politicians? Absolutely. This doesn't surprise me that Democrats are into Satanism, witchcraft, spirit cooking parties, seances, chasing UFOs. This doesn't surprise me. Because, and you know, they're also into astrology and mysticism. When you move away from God, you'll believe in anything. If you're not anchored to God, to his truth, then you're disconnected and you'll buy into anything. You'll believe in anything. I remember years ago, the renowned exorcist of the Catholic Church, he was an Italian exorcist, Father Gabriel Amorth. He was asked in a magazine about politicians. He says, quote, "Everybody is vulnerable to the work of Satan. The devil loves to take over those who hold political office," close quote. You're listening to Jesus 911. Stick around. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back.
Help the Helpless, a Minnesota St. Paul nonprofit organization chaired by Father of Tyr and volunteers, is humbly asking you for your kind support to help the poor and the handicapped children in India and Ecuador. Through financial support from the Help of the Helpless benefactors, the children are provided with clothing, food, education, shelter, and the teachings of the Catholic Church. The mission is to help children thrive and become self-sufficient young adults leading productive lives. We also provide aid to poor families in Ecuador with food baskets, medicines, medical assistance, and help with funeral needs for the deceased. The work in India is done by Father Antonio's organization, St. Mary's. In Ecuador, the work is being done by the Servant Sisters of the Home of Mother. You can call us at 877-762-8857. To learn more, please visit our website, www.helpthehelpless.org. God bless you.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow! That's 80%! RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911, if you like what you hear, then like us, hit the subscribe button, and hit the bell to be notified and share this show with other people. I just want to remind you that the Franciscan priests have a tradition where they tell us we have to pray the rosary because the rosary dismantles Satan and the rosary has changed history. And so I just want to remind you that there's going to be this coast-to-coast rosary campaign. There's so many examples. For example, back in 1945 when eight Jesuit priests were in Hiroshima, less than a mile from where the atomic bomb was laid, can you imagine? Everything around them was utterly destroyed, including their church, but their small parish home was left untouched, and they were all free from nuclear radiation as well. Guess what they were all doing when the bomb dropped, little boy? All of them? They were all praying the rosary. And let's remember that Sister Deidre Byrne at the RNC, she held up a rosary, and she called out Joe Biden for supporting the horrors of the rosary. And she said, Sister Dee Dee Byrne, when she held up the rosary, she said, "This is my weapon." She's a retired colonel, surgeon, and she's now a nun. And she says, the rosary is the weapon of my choice. Just want to remind you that we have this weapon that we have to be using as Catholics. Make sure that as a Catholic, you're firing off that weapon every single day. But going back to, can politicians be compromised by the devil? Absolutely. Father Gabriel Amorth, the renowned Vatican Roman exorcist, in an interview he gave with La Razón, published several years ago, he says, quote, "Evil exists in politics quite often. In fact, the devil loves to take over business leaders and those who hold political office." Father Amorth continues saying, "Hitler and Stalin were possessed." "How do I know?" says Father Amorth. "Because they killed millions of people. The gospel says, by their fruits you will know them. Unfortunately, an exorcism on them would not have been enough, since they were convinced of what they were doing. We can't say it was a possession in the strict sense of the word, but rather a total and voluntary acceptance of the suggestions of the devil." Close quote. Father Gabriel Amorth continues by saying, "I tell those who come to see me to go first to a doctor or a psychologist. Most of the time there's a physical or psychological basis for explaining their sufferings. The psychiatrists send me the incurable cases. There is no rivalry. The psychiatrist determines if it is an illness. The exorcist will determine if it is a curse. Nobody," he went on, "not even himself, is safe from the devil. Everyone is vulnerable," Father Amorth says. "The devil is very intelligent. He retains the intelligence of the angel that he was. Suppose, for example, that someone you work with is envious of you and casts a spell on you. He says you would get sick. 90% of the cases that I deal with are precisely spells. The rest are due to membership in satanic sects or participation in seances or magic. If you live in harmony with God, it is much more difficult for the devil to possess you," says Father Gabriel Amorth. And Father says, "The Pope supports exorcists because satanic sects are proliferating. And for this reason," he said, "I work 7 days a week from morning until night, including Christmas Eve and Holy Week," he says. Thank you, Father Gabriel Amorth. And from the other side of eternity, I just ask you to pray for us. So it's very clear. Can politicians become diabolically afflicted? Absolutely. Father Gabriel Amorth says it's actually pretty common. Why? Because the devil wants to go after the rich and famous because they have influence over everybody else. And that's why the catechism says that the devil uses politics. He uses the nature of fallen men and he uses politics to go after them, to advance his cause. As a Catholic, there's another priest whose name is Father Michael Orsi. He's from Florida. And he's another brave priest. I haven't heard from him in a while. I hope that he's still alive and preaching the gospel because, boy, oh boy, we need people like him. But Father Orsi was interviewed by LifeSite News. And look at some of the things that he says here. He says, Satan has found a home in the Democrat Party leadership and is up to his old tricks. This is Father Orsi, Michael Orsi. He's a priest in Florida. He says, the devil has made his home among the leadership of the Democrat Party for some time now and found it a most hospitable environment. He goes on to say in this article, he said, Satan is like an alligator. It's easy to assume he's dead or not. He's talking about, you know, when an alligator over in Florida gets run over by a car or a truck or something and people think that the alligator is dead. He says, there's a lesson. Sometimes when an alligator gets run over by a truck or a big vehicle in Florida in the streets, most people assume it's dead as it lies there not moving. So they start walking up to the alligator. And Father Orsi says, it's easy for you to assume that he's dead. But when you least expect it, he's very present, very conscious and angry. And that woundedness makes the alligator more dangerous. He says the devil has made his home among the leadership of the Democrat Party for some time now and found it a most hospitable environment. This can be deduced from the fact that every prominent Democrat figure is totally committed to abortion, even partial birth abortion and post-delivery abortion, which is to say infanticide. What else but diabolical influence can explain their determination to block even the slightest impingement upon the murder of children? And Father Orsi is just, he says, Satan is tricky. Those of us who care about the pro-life cause can't let ourselves be lulled into complacency, nor can we assume that whoever emerges from the Democrat convention as the ultimate nominee is guaranteed to be run over by Donald Trump. Now we know it's Joe Biden, obviously. He also says, Father Orsi says, I'm from Brooklyn. Trump is from Queens. I sometimes feel as if I grew up with the president, and to tell the truth, I would never have expected him to turn out to be as good as he is, especially regarding life issues. At the March for Life back in January, he says, I found myself mesmerized by the beautiful speech he gave, speaking to a crowd of about 100,000 people, mostly young people, and he emphasized that every human life is a miracle and every child gives joy to a family. He goes, how long have we waited to hear something like this from the President of the United States? Father Michael Orsi says, abortion is only the beginning. Here in Florida, there's already a battle, a death with dignity bill in the legislative pipeline. Death with dignity, of course, is a euphemism. That means we can't put people to sleep just as we might do to a sick dog or a cat or wounded alligator. Florida is just a bellwether. Can you imagine that such proposals wouldn't become legislative priorities under a President Sanders or a President Biden? In the second book of Kings, the prophet Elisha faces a battle which, according to the situation, indicates he's likely to lose. But his servant has a vision of flaming chariots, and he realizes that God's angels are coming to surround Elisha and bring victory. Pray for those flaming chariots, my brothers and sisters, and get ready for a fight. There's an election ahead, and its outcome is by no means certain. and the alligator isn't dead. He's very, very much alive. This is from Father Michael Orsi, the parochial vicar at St. Agnes Parish in Naples, Florida. He's the host of Action for Life TV, a weekly cable television show devoted to pro-life issues. He's formerly a priest of the Diocese of Camden, New Jersey. Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, this is a wrap. My name is Jesse Romero. Straight Talk Catholicism. If you like what you hear, then like us, hit the subscribe button, hit the bell, and be notified, and share this show with other people. Up next, the big guy. Coming up in a few minutes, you'll hear more from Gary Machuda, hands-on apologetics. He's our resident apologist here at Virgin Most Powerful. He broadcasts from the Midwest Command Center, and Gary Machuda is one of the best, one of the greatest apologists we have in the Catholic Church today, bar none. And I actually call him the Four Horsemen. He's one of the Four Horsemen of the Catholic of the world of Catholic apologetics. So you definitely want to tune in to Gary, and you want to be inspired. You want to be intellectually stimulated by hands-on apologetics. Well, again, that's a wrap. America, wake up. Wake up to Jesus. Don't hit the snooze button. There's a global warming alert. And are you ready? Make sure that before you die in a state of grace, and make sure that you leave it all out in the field. And sometimes you'll, don't be discouraged, by the way, by the enormity of the task that lies ahead of us. St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, she recognized that her efforts and the efforts of her fellow sisters of charity were, in her own words, quote, "Our efforts are a drop in a vast ocean of need," close quote. But guess what? She never wavered. And her legacy lives on today. And we talk about her. Why? Because she was fearless. And you probably could say, well, I'm only one. Yeah, you're right. You're only one. I'm only one, but I am one. And I cannot do everything, but I can do something. And what I can do, I ought to do. And what I ought to do, by the grace of God, I will do. Catholics, this is our Esther moment. Don't be afraid. We serve the Blessed Virgin Mary, a 12-star general. Pray the rosary and read the Holy Bible every day. And soak your sword in the blood of demons. Your sword are your prayers. Let's unite our souls and our prayers to the heel of our Blessed Mother and the sword of St. Michael. And let's continue to deliver powerful blows to the kingdom of darkness and send them all back to hell. Know your faith, Catholics. Live your faith. And spread your faith. By the way, for those of you that a couple of weeks before the election, my book, A Catholic Vote for Trump, they're on special at my website. 3 for $20. Catholic Vote for Trump. God bless you. Keep the faith.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole Church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin Most Powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.